This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Here's how life works. Not long ago, I spent several weekends taking down wallpaper, repainting after painstakingly patching. Who uses wallpaper anymore, right? Little did I know that Aaron Toner of WUWM in Milwaukee was about to pitch this business story. Wallpaper's comeback?
When it comes to today's wallpaper, pastel floral borders, mallard ducks, and fake wood paneling are out. Graphic patterns, vibrant colors, earthy textures in.
This isn't their mother's wallpaper. That's not what this is. This is artwork.
Janice Beal is shopping at Wallpaper Wallpaper in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. She's looking for paper for her kids' bedrooms, leathery for her son, and something sparkly for her daughter. Already, Beal's home is nearly covered in wallpaper.
My foyer for the paper alone was over $10,000. People are like, oh my gosh.
Beal picks up two big sample books and heads out the door.
Thank you. When do you want these back?
Mary Peschel has run this shop for 30 years, weathering wallpapers ups and downs. She says people are coming in now because they're seeing modern designs and materials on TV and in magazines and want to freshen up their homes.
Something graphic, linear, your basic tones, grays, the neutral tones. But then again, you have a customer that comes in and says, I want a paper that's going to make me feel happy.
The market research firm Fredonia Group says U.S. wallpaper sales shot up more than 30% since 2010 and will hit $480 million this year.
To provide some perspective, that's coming out of a couple of years that were horrible. So the market is probably still smaller than it was in the heyday.
That's Sean Samet, head of the Wall Coverings Association in Chicago. He says during the recession, no one was spending money on remodeling or construction. Now that housing is back, Samet says wallpaper is getting a boost. And here's maybe the best news. Modern wallpaper is easier to put up and to take down when we inevitably decide it's just so tacky once again. In Milwaukee, I'm Aaron Toner for Marketplace.